Among the discussion of which nations can be Megayer and enter into the Kahal, we have a discussion of Ammoni, Moavi, also a discussion about a Mamzer, when a Mamzer can come to Kahal Hashem, if even possible. Then we have the discussion about an Adomi and a Mitzri. And the Chumash tells us that an Adomi we can't hate. Ki achichuhu, it's Esav. Despite all of the terror that they caused, as Rashi points out, despite the fact that they refused to allow us to cross their land, pen etze likrasecha, nevertheless, lo sita'ev Edomi, they're still our brother. And as well as lo sita'ev Mitzri, and also our relationship with the Mitzrim has to be different. We can't hate the Mitzrim under any circumstances, ki ger ha'yisa b'artzo, because we were strangers in their land. They hosted us. And therefore, even though it was achsanya b'shas adchak, they were forced to house us because the Bilam's advice to destroy them, Paro didn't take. Yisro's advice to just leave them be wasn't taken. So instead, he took the middle ground, almost like an Eov who kept his mouth shut and didn't say one thing. So Paro almost took his advice and was meshabed Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, we were still achsanya b'shas adchak, and therefore they can enter the Kahal Hashem. When can the Edomi and the Mitzri enter into Kahal Hashem? So the pasuk says, "Banim asher yivoldu lehem dor shlishi yavolhem b'Kahal Hashem." They can come dor shlishi, so they have an advantage over the other nations. Either you're an Edomi, so you have a brotherly connection, a familial connection, or you have ger ha'yisi b'artzo, you were a stranger in their land, and that also gives you the opportunity to have enter the Kahal Hashem at an earlier date. So says the Chasam Sofer. Now, based on this idea, we need to understand a Maamar Chazal in Pesachim. In Pesachim and Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara states as follows: Lo higla Yisrael labeinu umos, Klal Yisrael weren't exiled, ella k'deishi yitosfu aleihem gerim, only so that more gerim can enter into Kahal Hashem. So what is this talking about? And he quotes a pasuk from Hosea. That's where the Gemara in Pesachim quotes a pasuk from Hosea. So what are we talking about? Are we just talking about the gerim who were in Bais Churban Bais Rishon, between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni for those 70 years? That's what we're referring to, that Klal Yisrael was sent into exile for those 70 years so that gerim would come out. How many gerim are going to emerge in 70 years? Number one. And number two, what exactly, says the Chasam Sofer, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need? He needs to exile his children for those gerim. It sounds very strange. For those 70 years, that's why we need gerim. So says the Chasam Sofer, no, that's not pshat in the pasuk, but rather, or in the Maamar Chazal, rather that pasuk is referring to all gerim la'asid lavo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us into exile, not just Galus Mitzrayim, not just Galus Churban Bayis Rishon, even Bayis Sheni, even up until today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us into Galus so that more Gerim can enter into the Kahal Hashem. But if that's the case, says the Chasam Sofer, we have a problem. If we think about the Milchamas of Sanherev, Nebuchadnezzar, Titus, these were all powerful nations who were ganging up against Klal Yisrael at different times in our history. And what were they doing? Vayetze b'cherev likraseinu. They came to greet us with their sword. They were going to fight us, to exterminate us. And if that's the case, if they're coming with their swords to fight us, then how can we possibly allow them to enter into Kahal Hashem? With Edom, we said, despite the fact that Edom was pen etze likrasecha, pen b'cherev etze likrasecha, at least Edom had, they have the familial connection. So despite that terror that they caused us or threatened us with, we have to accept them because they're our family. And you have a different relationship with family than anyone else. But Sancherev, Nebuchadnezzar, Titus, these other nations, Rome, Babylonia, etc., there's no familial connection in that same vein as Edom. If that's the case, if they're coming pen etze, pen bacher, veitze lik rosecha, we can't accept them as converts. So how does this Maamar Chazal work? So says the Chasam Sofer beautifully, no, you know what we did? We didn't have, there wasn't a familial connection. So they couldn't enter the Kal Hashem through the model of Edom. But there was another model. You know what that model was? The Mitzrayim. How did the Mitzrayim get connected to Klal Yisrael? That Gerim can come from the Mitzrayim? Because Ger Hayisi Baratzo. Even if it's an Achsanya B'Shas Hadchak, they were hosts, even against their will, they were stuck. Nevertheless, Gerim Hayisi Baratzo. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us into exile to all the other nations, sent us all over the world, scattered us. And now, once we're scattered all over the world, now we can say that all Gerim, Lo Higla Yisrael Labeinu Umos, Ela Kadesha Yitosfo Leim Gerim. Now we see that the purpose of the Gullus is to add on Gerim, and now we have which model? The model is our Parsha, Ki Ger Hayisi Ba'artzo. Once we are able to enter into the Arba Kanfos Ha'aretz and become part of the world and the culture of the other nations, now we have the ability to bring the Gerim to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyikru Kulam B'Shem Hashem. And now they're Mutter Lavo B'Kahal, because Ki Gerim Hayinu B'Artzam, we were strangers in their land. That is the Yesod, says the Chasam Sofer, to be Yitosfu Gerim. We don't look to evangelize like our Christian brothers and sisters do. But that doesn't mean we don't want those who are looking, who are seeking the truth, to enter Kal Hashem. We're looking for that. We would love it. And anyone who seeks it now is able to, because Gerim Hayinu Baratzo, we were strangers in that land, even if we weren't treated well, even if it's an Achsanya B'Shas Adchak. We have it great here in America for the most part, but in other places where the relationship is strained, nevertheless, Gerim Hayisa Baratzo, just like Mitzrayim. And therefore, we yearn for the day when more Gerim will join our ranks and become part of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.